I'm pleased to be joined here by Alberta Infrastructure Minister Prasad Panda, making this big announcement here in Peace River today. Why don't you guys tell us about what we all got going on here?
Well, thank you for having us in your beautiful Peace River area. And I'm joined here today by local MLA Dan Williams and Minister Furr and Minister Nally on our tour as part of Alberta Recovery Plan. Myself and our colleagues are going around the province discussing about Alberta's recovery plan, which invested $10 billion in 2020, and we announced $20.7 billion more in this year's budget to be invested in the next 3 years, which will make life better for all Albertans as we build social economic infrastructure which will help us recover our economy and also grow our economy and also diversify our economy. That's why it's very important, and your Peace River area got its fair share of projects thanks to the hard work and advocacy of local elected officials, especially my colleague Dan Williams.
And certainly there's been a lot of talk in with us other ministers have had in the last few weeks, but you know, building up the economy again now that we're coming out of the pandemic and open for good, as Dan likes to always remind me. How do you think it is, especially getting projects like this in sort of the rural communities like we got up here?
Right. So one thing we did in Alberta construction industry, including infrastructure and transportation, while the health minister and AHS were trying to protect lives, we tried to protect livelihoods by kept going the construction industry. CBC called me many times when I was shutting down construction in Alberta. We said, sorry, no thanks. We'll keep working, put people back to work and get them working. So that's what we did. And hopefully it's in our rearview mirror now, COVID, with 80% almost by September, October, I guess 80% people will be vaccinated. That will provide the protection required, and we don't have to stop construction. We'll keep building, and we'll grow our economy and diversify our economy and create much-needed local jobs.
And I know you've been kind of doing a little tour of the province lately and coming to this region. And when you're talking with different Albertans when it comes to infrastructure, what are some of the things that they kind of tell you for things they'd like to get done as kind of sort of create more jobs as well?
Yeah, so people are concerned about the federal government's phase out of island gas. So they are very concerned coming out of this pandemic. On the top of it, Trudeau government is making announcements which are unsettling people in this area as well as in my hometown of Calgary. So that's why we are focused on recovering our economy. Our Minister of Natural Gas is working on petrochemical diversification, hydrogen projects, and our Minister Furr here, who is on our tour, so she's trying to cut red tape so we can enable local businesses, including small businesses, by cutting red tape, cutting taxes. We're going to regenerate Alberta's economy, bring it back on track so employers can create local jobs.
And we talk about creating different jobs all across different areas of the province. What other kinds of things is the sort of province working on for more announcements when it comes to the infrastructure side of things?
Well, as I said, $10 billion last year, topped up with $20.7 billion for the next 3 years, will create thousands of jobs. These construction projects, they'll keep skilled trades people like the carpenters, welders, and plumbers, and all these skilled trades, consulting engineers, architects, suppliers like trucking companies, they all will be busy. And when they visit project sites like this, they'll go to the local gas station, they'll go to the local coffee shop, restaurants, they'll go to the saloons, We are investing into the local economy, which will stabilize smaller communities. Of course, Peace River is a larger community compared to some other small communities I toured in the last couple of years. This vital infrastructure will actually stabilize the local economy, and also, you know, many of those small communities are their viability is questioned, but with this infrastructure they'll stabilize their local population and survive.